2237.
Might be taking a pay cut, or will they be? At least one now unpopular congresswoman is suggesting, hey, let's dump 5% and give it back. I have a funny feeling, since they haven't taken a pay cut in 77 years, it's not going to happen now. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on the airwaves. America's Night, the name of the show. If you were listening to something else, having to do with rock and roll, UFOs, or whatever, country music, I'm glad that you found us on the dial. Hope you'll stay around for a while. We have some interesting things that we're going to hit on. Part of what the charm is, I think, of America tonight is that it's water cooler buzz at its best. So that means it's like a wicked game of scattergories. We are all over the place. And, of course, you know, we have our soapbox issues. But how much in a four-hour show can you keep beating the same drum? You know how I feel? If you have listened, if you haven't listened, you know where I am on the health care debate. Do we need health care reform? Yes. Do we need it in the current form? No. Does it look like it's going to pass? Perhaps. Due to some conversations that I was privy to today with some people in the loop in the Beltway, it looks like there's some strong arm tactics going on when it comes to procuring votes needed both in the House and actually in the Senate too. Will there be a vote before Easter? Now that seems to be this timetable that's being floated from the White House. Oh, before Easter. Well, if you look at a calendar, that's April. You know, that's what, your second week in April that we're talking about. So we'll see. I feel like since August, Every single month there's a different deadline. Okay, we'll see. This is a flexible deadline. And this is the problem. Why can't there be more interaction? I mean, serious interaction, where you have more doctors involved, you have more lay people involved, American citizens, you have more research done on the practical application of what you're going to do and what you're proposing to do with healthcare. I don't think it's that difficult. Yes, you still would need some serious timelines, ones that you would adhere to, not this floating deadline. Yeah, I said it in the last show, so I don't want to jump on the soapbox, but the problem with healthcare reform is from the very beginning anyway, it was never sold correctly. Yeah, you got to have a little Barnum and Bailey in you to make it work if you're going to be a politician. And it wasn't sold right. The choice of words, the back and forth, the closed door meetings, it just seemed to get worse and worse. And that's the biggest problem with it. Who knows at this point ultimately what's going to be pulled out of it, what it's going to look like, because every single month the focus changes. It does. It changes. So there's the strong arming happening on the Hill, but right here from the get-go, there are some other interesting things to talk about, like, okay, now there's somebody with a little teeth that could run the TSA after the last disaster. Get rid of Southers. He pulled out before any of the confirmation hearings, which was probably a smart move because there's just no way that would have been a huge blunder by the administration. But, you know, the Senate would have had to sign off on Southers, and I don't think that they were ever going to do that. It looked like it was going to be a big-time fight. So you move on from Errol Southers. He's not part of the deal anymore. He was the original pick for the job, but he's gone. Now, because it's been so long, it took 8 months to even nominate Southers. So now quickly turning around here, he bails out in January. Here's the next offering by the administration, a retired Major General Robert Harding, and I actually like this guy's background, and he seems to cut across both Republicans and Democrats, both parties, in other words. So the reason I like him is because he has a big-time intelligence background. He was in the Army for 33 years. He's been the Defense Department's top human intelligence guy. He managed a $1 billion intelligence collection program. He was a government consultant on human intelligence and counterintelligence issues. So you get where I'm going with this. I think he knows what to look for. And if he will hold people accountable, because that's the thing, there has to be some responsibility, I think, with the TSA. To me, too often when something has happened at an airport, always the response is, it's almost defensive from somebody in the TSA. Okay, so in New York, or in Newark specifically, somebody, a guard was sleeping or walked away, so a guy gets through. Oops, nobody knew. Ah, you know, mistake. Whoops, this luggage wasn't scanned for a week during the holidays when something could happen in Denver, and most of the luggage went on to United flights. Oh, human error, it happens. I hope that he holds the people underneath him responsible. Then he has a chance, I think, to make this work. And the fact that he's a guy who's done the intelligence thing for so long, I think that was a smart move. Now, the Senate has to sign off on it, but I think guys like Jim DeMint, the senator from South Carolina, who was, who was vehemently opposed to Errol Southers, I think that he may like this guy. What they didn't like about Southers was they were worried that he could possibly give collective bargaining rights to transportation security screeners, which the president favors, and of course Republicans don't. In this case, he's had an incredibly distinguished career, this nominee, this choice, in the Army, and the military experience, I think, would help from the leadership point of view, and like I said, also from the point of view of the intelligence of what are you looking for? What can this guy add? I'd love to see him go certainly to the top airports and give a little tutorial. I mean, he can't do that at every airport, obviously, but throw in his two cents about things to look for, because that's what you want at those gates. If you have any prayer of stopping anyone, I think it's more about the human intelligence than anything else. What do you see? What are you looking for? That's what they do in Israel. Everybody always points to LL, and they look for that. They have top security people, people who are trained to look for those who just seem off, to pull them aside, to question them without fear. And if it's not, they go on about their business. Boom, they get on the planes. It's no problem. That's what I believe the TSA could use a little more of, and maybe he's the guy to bring it there. So bravo, that was a good choice. But will he get confirmed in the Senate? I think it's going to be a lot easier than the last time around. And this guy looks like he has real teeth, so perhaps this is finally the right person in place here, if there's anything anybody could do in that position. Sadly, we were talking about another earthquake on our previous show. I'm sure by now all of you know that there were some shakers in Turkey. The death toll there up to 51 at this point. Nothing like Chile, certainly, and nothing like Haiti. But, boy, this is crazy. I mean, I said it every single week or two when I get on the air. There's been some kind of a quake somewhere. It was in a small village, a village of about 900 people. 51 dead at this point. They're still kind of digging out from it. Hang with us, odds and ends on the flip side.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Ann Kirkpatrick, do you recognize the name? Probably not, but she's a congresswoman from Arizona, Democrat. And she's saying, and she's proposing and has put together the legislation, that Congress take a 5% pay cut. Yeah, just so you know, what do you think members of Congress make? In fact, let's put Donovan Madsen, our technical wizard, on the spot. Donovan, if you had to take a Price is Right guess at what Congress folks are making yearly, what do you think?
Isn't the Senate up to about $120,000 a year, and Congress is something around $90,000, if I recall correctly?
I thought like you. Why I didn't know this, I don't know. But I found it out today. I did some checking. This is the true number. Members of Congress make $174,000 a year. And if you're in a prestigious committee, you actually make a little bit more than that. So the last pay cut, I already mentioned this, that Congress has taken was 77 years ago. If done, if this does happen, and there are some people on board, like 27, and it is a bipartisan group, if it were to pass, this legislation she's proposing, it would kick in 2011, and it would save $4.66 million a year, a mere pittance compared to the outrageous deficit that we have. However, a step in the right direction. Other people are taking pay cuts where they work just to survive or not getting pay raises or not getting benefits. So, yeah, that would be, I guess in her case, she said it was like $870 a month would be the kickback. Wow. I'm still stuck on the 174. That's a lot higher than I thought. 174 for your Congress folks, those people that are representing you that are all up for grabs in those midterm elections. Keep that in mind. So what do you think? Should Congress have to take a pay cut? Is that a good idea? 800-259-5791. Don't all run to the phone at once. 800-259-5791. I have a feeling most people in this audience would say, yeah, and you'd probably be stunned that that has never happened. 77 years was the last time that it happened. Having said that, I saw an interesting poll today that saddens me. I hate to see this anti-American sentiment, but a new poll was taking, I sound like I'm acting in some kind of movie. A new poll was taken that shows a majority of Americans say the United States is less respected in the world than it was 2 years ago. So the Democracy Corps, they do a third way survey. They released their findings on Monday. And they found that by a 10% margin, 51% to 41% think the standing in the U.S. dropped during the first 13 months of Obama's presidency, which is interesting because the one thing that I think Obama plays for is the world stage, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize, all that global acclaim when he stepped into office. So I wonder why. So I understand about his own personal ratings going down, but I wonder why, when it comes to just the president, many would find that our standing in, that our standing in the world has dropped, because that's what it is. It's the standing in the world has dropped. Now on, they went a little bit deeper than that. So let me give you some of the other stuff. On the national security front, a massive gap is starting to come forward. 50% of likely voters say Republicans would likely do a better job than Democrats, a 14-point swing since May. 33% favored Democrats. Yeah. Now, that kind of makes sense with some of the terror things that have happened, I believe. And if you go a little bit further than that, keeping America safe, Democrats now trail by 13 points. The gap was just 5 points in July of 2008. The poll, by the way, was done last month, and it found that the administration's response to the Christmas Day terrorist attempt contributed to the erosion, and that also seems to make sense to me. It's like people who have said, and I went back to check this out, and it's true, we never, part of the Obama administration's deal, I think, when they took office was, we're not going to use the word terror, we're not going to talk about that. We're just not going to use that word. Then it finally came out after the Christmas Day deal because there was no way to not deal with this. And then you have the suspects in this possible civilian trial in New York City, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, which would be a disaster, and the four others. They got to jump off that ship quick. And I mean, there's just no way. I think it would be a disaster. Can you imagine? First of all, if I'm just from a self-preservation point of view, it's like if you could be a fly on the wall and hear the conversation. If you're Obama and you really try to push and you try to, on top of all this whole healthcare thing, you try to get everyone on board with the idea of keep having the trials, you know, go forward, have the trials in a civilian court in New York City. Forget what everybody says. Let's roll this forward, even though it's going to cost all this money. And then anything were to happen there, forget about it. It'd be disastrous, to say the least. All right, we've been shaking it up here and there and everywhere in between. That's a little bit of odds and ends. Don in Wyoming, hello.
Hey, Kate. So this is just a poll of Americans' perceptions?
Yeah, Americans' perceptions of how we are now perceived with Obama in office around the rest of the world.
So how would Americans know what people around the world think of us?
That's what they're assuming what they think. You know, they ask you, hey, Don, what do you think people think of us now that Obama's in office in France and in other parts of Europe or in Asia? And then you answer, I don't know. Or you say...
Well, he's a socialist. he's a socialist communist wannabe. So of course they love him over there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But so Americans are now even saying, oh, I don't think that we're, that the perception is that great anymore. And I think that's because of his own appeal here on our soil from all the things that have happened, the flip-flopping. I mean, here's what I would say. I said this before, ineffective and flip-flopping. I mean, you know, Democrats aren't happy either. He's flip-flopping and ineffective.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and he's supposed to have all the control of Congress, right? So.
How does that happen? That you have all that control, but nothing gets through that comes off of your desk. I don't get it.
Yeah. Hey, so would to catch the Oscars?
Of course. We were talking about that earlier. Hurt Locker cleaned up big time. Six Oscars.
I don't get it, Kate. I watched it twice. I told you I'd watch it again just for you. You know, it was a good movie, but, you know, it didn't I'm not trying to disrespect the guys over there that are putting their life on the line for us at all, but I've had a couple other people I've asked, and they just said, what was the big deal? You know, I mean, it didn't stick out there like a winner, and in fact, hardly any of these movies did, and, you know, I mean, they're like, people are screaming, like, how could Avatar lose, you know, and I'm like, well, you know, Avatar was similar to Independence Day and Armageddon and, you know, some of the big blockbusters, you know, that they're fun to watch and everything, but it doesn't stick out as like a, you know, most
amazing
most
movie.
Oscar,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, most Oscar films are, you know, the ones that win, or, you know, they're based off of a subject or a country or something. There's an issue behind it, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, yeah, we got guys over there that are dying, and maybe this film was a tribute to the, you know, to the guys over there putting their life on the line for us, and that's great. You know, I mean, I'm glad they're there defending America's freedom, but I don't know. It just didn't grab me as an Oscar winner. You know, a couple of years ago when The Departed won, I was just like, this just looks like a crime caper to me, you know. I'm like, it's got a lot of actors and actresses in it. I mean, good actors in it, but it just didn't, you know, it didn't come across as a...
Well, see, then maybe it's what people say. There's some of the politics of Hollywood involved in it. Like, Departed's a great example. Scorsese, geez, it's his turn. Give him a piece of it for all the things that he's done. Hurt Locker, you have a female director who's been around for a while. Get a woman in there, and not that she didn't deserve it or did deserve it or whatever, but, you know, it's a part of history. But Don makes an interesting point. Thanks, Don. That did anything... Some people are happy it won. I liked it, but is it the best film of the year? Was it flat out the best film of the year, or is it the kind of movie that... I don't know, the Academy likes to honor. They feel good about honoring it. There are definitely some politics that are part of this. Hang with us.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
Healthcare in Canada after slamming the system, say it should be, you know, saying that it should be dismantled in favor of free enterprise. And that's where we start this segment. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging with you coast to coast and all those spots in between and even over the border and in Europe. Hello to all the people listening to us over there. So Sarah Palin, during a weekend speech in Calgary, acknowledged that her family used medical care in a place called Whitehorse, yeah, the capital of Canada's Yukon Territory decades ago. You got to think in the 60s. Palin was born in Idaho. They moved to the southwest Alaska town when she was a baby that was right across from Whitehorse. So she says that when something happened, and she can specifically mention her brother getting hurt, that the parents hustled to get him on a train and rush him across the border to get medical care. And Palin says that they had no choice because of their location, that there was no road, that the schedule for the ferry was erratic, they didn't have a doctor in her town, all that sort of stuff. So her own healthcare history when she was, I think, a kid has to be a little bit interesting because of the way she's slamming what's going on with U.S. healthcare, because she's obviously a critic of big government and socialized healthcare. So now people are saying, well, this is a contradiction. Remember, it was back in August when she said the health plan was downright evil. It was in a Facebook posting that she threw up there, and that Obama would create a death panel that would deny care to the people who really needed it the most in America. And Democrats say that's a distortion. So she's throwing it out there. She's the one who was going and giving a speech and talking about how ironic it was that that's what they had to, you know, that's what they had to do, that they would have preferred to be where they were, but their insurance didn't cover much of anything, and so that's what had to happen when she was a kid. Let's go across the border to Al, who's listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Oh, hi, Kate. Yeah, there was a crowd of protesters against Sarah Palin. Just a second, I've got to get my Texas Instrument calculator here to add them up. Three. There were three protesters there. They were dumb, dumber, and dumbest. Or Larry Moe and Curly Joe. They were. Were you able to? Did you see her? Did you see that clip of the crowd of protesters?
Yeah, there really was hardly anyone.
Were you able to read what was on their sign?
No, I didn't see the sign. I saw that there was hardly anybody there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they had that. It was a recycled sign that was the same sign that they used to protest the Vancouver Olympics. No, I'm serious, Kate. These guys are rent a protester. They basically don't have jobs. They just hire themselves out to we have a socialist party up here. But Sarah Palin, did you hear that she's going to run for governor of Florida because the climate makes her homesick?
But I'm pumped.
It's so cold did you see that on the news where the price of
in Florida
the price of fresh tomatoes is going to go right through the roof because Florida is really, I don't know, what's that, down to 25 above Fahrenheit or something like that?
It's crazy. Yeah, no, it's like, you know, in the 40s and 50s, which they never have that, no.
Yeah, right. Are there a lot of, just to change, to completely go off on a tangent here, but are there a lot of Indian gambling casinos in Texas?
There are no Indian gambling casinos in Texas. They are, like, there's one in Oklahoma not very far, maybe an hour and 15 minutes from Dallas, but not in Texas itself.
The reason I ask is up here in Saskatchewan, I'll pronounce it the American way, Saskatchewan, rather than up here we call it Saskatchewan, but the last syllable is almost silent. But there's a tribe of Indians in Florida called the Seminoles, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And they own the Hard Rock Cafe. And wasn't it the Hard Rock Cafe that went belly up about 3 years ago?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, because apparently these guys are, the Seminole Indian tribe in Florida bought out all the Hard Rock Cafes and some gambling casinos, and they want to set up a huge gambling casino in the capital of our province up here in Western Canada with a covered dome football stadium like they have in Fargo. Have you ever been to the Fargo Dome in North Dakota?
No, but I heard it's really cool. Have you been?
The population of Fargo, North Dakota is roughly equal to the population of the capital city of our capital of Saskatchewan is called Regina. And it's roughly the same size. So the Seminole Indian tribes, along with some Indian tribes up here in Western Canada, they wanted to build a covered stadium with a huge hotel and a gambling casino all in the same place. But to me, putting a gambling casino inside a football stadium, isn't that kind of ridiculous? Doesn't the NFL want to stay as far away from gambling as possible?
Well, they do want to stay. They know that a lot of money is made on gambling, and that makes their sport that much more exciting for people to watch. But they won't acknowledge that. You're right.
Right.
They really do want to stay away from it.
And isn't the only place you can bet on the Major League Baseball and NFL and NBA and the National
Vegas.
Hockey League is in Vegas, right?
Yeah, that's it.
You can't. They don't have kiosks where you can place bets on NFL games right at the stadium, do they?
No.
But this is absolutely ridiculous. to set up a gambling casino inside a football stadium or underneath. They want to put the dome over top of everything. Have a hotel, a gambling casino, and a football stadium.
Probably because they're trying to figure out something to do with it, and it's about the money, Al. You know that, and
yeah.
Especially
and also,
going on North Dakota.
Yeah, there's a gambling casino in Tampa Bay, Florida, mm-hmm. that the Seminoles run. And apparently they were talking to a reporter from Tampa Bay is on the Gulf of Mexico, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's on the Gulf of Mexico, Tampa Bay. I've never been to Florida, so
it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, they got our climate. So, but anyways, so right now they have our climate, so it'd be kind of counterproductive if we go to Florida now. But anyways, and is it true that when an Indian tribe sets up a gambling casino in the United States, that they get a monopoly, that the government forces every other gambling casino to shut down within a certain radius, within a 10,000 mile square area or whatever? Do the Indian tribes get a monopoly for that territory?
Yeah, but usually what it is they go through the local governments and they set them up in areas where it's advantageous to them, so they don't try to push people out necessarily.
They try to be
in a spot where they're not. You're right, where they're not anywhere in the other zones of other casinos.
Because up here in Canada, Western Canada, when the Indians get a gambling casino, they shut down every other gambling casino that was operating, and then they brag about how good businessmen they are. But if somebody gave me a gambling casino for free and gave me a monopoly for the whole province or the whole
take it.
State, well, you would have to be a complete incompetent boob not to make money when
sure.
you have a monopoly.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kate.
Absolutely. Hey, Al, have a good one. Let's move to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Oh, man, you're too good. I was just looking up Indian casino jokes, but didn't get any time.
They are cropping up all over the place, certainly in the Midwest and in the Southwest, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of them in California, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before I moved out here to Michigan, I never knew that you know, Indian tribes were blonde and blue-eyed, but...
whoops, there they are.
Yeah, you know, a lot of inbreeding and crossbreeding or some kind of breeding. You know, about that that movie thing, I saw The Hurt Locker and saw it on video. And good movie, a good storyline, intense movie. But, man, it's just not in the league with Avatar. And then I remember this conversation I had with this black girl. And, you know, being Puerto Rican, people don't know what you are. You know, is he black or white or is he Mexican? They let the defenses down because they want to be friends with you, you know. So,
right.
See that movie Avatar yet? And she said, no, but I heard about it. And I said, I wonder what in the hell she means by that.
Right.
You know, later it was that the blacks... The academia of black America was out there saying another white man leads a colored race to salvation. And, you know, what movie were they watching?
No kidding. I wasn't watching that movie when I saw Avatar.
I mean, there was a lot of bad white people there, too, right?
Yes.
You know? And you know, he risked his life and everything. And for me, being a former Marine, I enjoyed it because the last thing I see is two Marines fighting. That's good for me, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I think. They wanted to go safe because they knew there was going to be a big protest, you know, and a firestorm and, you know, investigations and racism. And that's probably the last thing Hollywood needs right now. So that's what...
I think your Hurt Locker... Here's the thing. Hurt Locker wasn't political. It was just about the... I think it was just about, boom, this job and... In what you would think would be Iraq or Afghanistan, here's what they do, whatever. I talked to soldiers about it. They weren't offended. They agree. And so you're right. It was the safe play because there wasn't a political agenda attached to it.
Well, I was like support the troop thing. You know?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I did. And then, you know, I just started reading something about Medicare. I said, you know what? When Medicare hasn't always been with us. People nowadays
forget.
So we're just thinking about putting another Medicare together. You know what?
Cross your fingers, Tomas, and hope that enough votes aren't going to be there. And speaking of votes, I'm going to talk to you about one. I'm going to talk to you next about one vote that is lost now in the fight against health care. Coming up on the flip side. Thanks, Tomas.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You just might be only a few meals away from anarchy. Look at the recent world events and even the economic crisis. The time to prepare yourself and your family is now.
Now. Now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off on all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through March 15th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends March 15th.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain.
Coming up, another Democrat falls. A Democrat that was a centrist Democrat who was going to vote against health care. Was he pressured out? That story around the bend. First, Sam in Montreal. Hello, Slammin' Sammy.
First of all, Al better learn how to count, because if he knows anything about the Grey Cup, his Saskatchewan Rough Riders were called for too many men on the field.
There you go.
Yeah, so the people of Saskatchewan had better learn how to count first.
There you go.
Yeah, I know. He's probably going to call back with a smart-ass rebuttal. Here in Quebec, we've got, I mean, at the old Expo 67 site, we've got a casino. They've got one in Hull, which is next to Ottawa. And they're both doing very well, and no Native Canadian involvement.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. It's run by our good old provincial government.
How about that?
Yeah, originally when we were talking about putting in the casino, I thought, put it out, there was that big white elephant that was supposed to be our international airport called Mirabel. Turned out to be a real, you know, waste of taxpayers' money. I said, put it out there. because it's far enough away from Montreal that you don't have to worry, but it's close enough that, you know, people from Montreal could you know, drive in and out. And it would have the runway for the, you know, for the private
people to fly in.
People to fly in, and it'd have the rooms for the, you know, for the high rollers, and it would also have, you know, enough money for slots and back rack and keno and craps and crap and all that other stuff.
Do you ever go to the casino? Are you a casino guy?
I've been twice, and both times I won like $20. I figured, okay, that was it. I left.
Good for you. So that's, you know, not to get the bug, not to get the fever.
Yeah, and the funny part is we had a racetrack here, and I was only there once in my life. So and that's where U2 is going to be having their concerts here in July.
Mm.
So in my case, I won't have to worry about buying tickets. I can just stand there and listen to it.
There you go. That's the best way.
Talking about a pay cut. Like I said, in our last, you know, like is she a congressperson or a senate person?
She's a congresswoman from Arizona.
Okay, I'm being politically correct. I said person, not, you know, matter. Okay, I told you in the last federal budget here in Canada last week, finance minister, Jim Flaherty, said that he was freezing the salaries for prime minister, all the ministers, and all the members of parliament, and all federal government bigwigs. So here it's just a pay freeze, where you know, and when I just heard how much a congressman is getting, I'm going like, God, I picked the wrong career.
That's what $174,000, and that's, you know, that's the lower rung or somewhere in the middle.
Right.
If you are on a prestigious committee, you would make more.
Right, for sure. And you also mentioned Al Security.
You know, yes.
Okay. For a guy who's been to Israel a few times, and for who has a nephew living there, he says hello.
Oh, tell Stephen I said hi.
Okay, great. Al, I mean, of course, they'll ask you proverbial, like, okay, if you were going, like, Easter's coming up, you were going, they say, okay, I'm going for a pilgrimage. Okay, and they'd ask you the usual questions. Anyone help you pack these bags? Of course, they'll also look at your passport and say, okay, did Kate Delaney American? And they'll also look to see, is it real or is it Memorex?
Right.
Right. Is it real or is it fake? But if your name was Ahmed and you're carrying a Saudi Arabian passport, they'll say, over here, please. In fact, I love telling this story. I have a friend of mine. I'll make it short. I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. A friend of mine's wife is a travel agent. Some gentleman was booking him and his family to have the grandson's bar mitzvah in Israel. He had a daughter-in-law, real pain in the butt, who asked my friend's wife, is there any way that they could bypass security and go directly to the plane? Why? Because they're traveling first class, and she didn't want to degrade herself by going through security. So P.S., they went to the airport in Montreal. She knew some people at Al. She let them know who she was, and she raised a big-time stink about, don't you know who I am? You know, I have more money than you people will ever see, yada, yada. Al said, yes, ma'am, of course, ma'am, whatever you say, ma'am. You know, because under international law, any airline, like, I don't know if you go back to your, you know, if you go back to, you know, if you do any international traveling.
I have, but it's been a while, but yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, they can take you and say, okay, Mr. Delaney, please, we're just going to strip search. They can search your unmentionables.
Right.
And, okay, I'll say this as delicately as possible. Ladies, stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm trying to say this.
I know what you're trying. In other words, strip search. They can strip search is exactly what you said, and that can happen to you. You could get pulled over, yes. You could
get
pulled aside.
Well, what I meant by lady stuff, I mean, they go through your,
Right.
Right, you know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, and even with men, they can do the same thing. Right, you know, just sight unseen. You mean, you could be the most holiest-looking person, but they'll take you and say, you know, come on. Let's go, you know.
You know what? When I've traveled internationally, I've been asked a lot of questions. I've been pulled over, but I've never had any bad experiences. You've traveled. You haven't had those experiences, right?
No. But, I mean, I apologize in asking this question. Because you are a press person, do you have a special passport, or is it just a normal United States of America?
No, it's a normal passport. But you know, like I went to Ecuador, I went to Venezuela. It's been a while since I was in Venezuela, though. But when and Spain and different parts of Europe, and Europe's a little bit differently, a little bit different than me going to a place like Ecuador. But in Ecuador, they asked, you know, why I was there, and I told them the truth. I was doing interviews and video and everything, and they asked a lot of questions. But then they were fine with it.
Okay.
Because you have to state your purpose for being there.
Right. It's just like, if you go to Israel, why are you going? I remember the first time I went, I was expecting the third degree. But I was going on to kibbutz, and I had my letter of acceptance to the kibbutz I was going on. So after they said, okay, have a nice flight, I'm looking. And my mother, rest her soul, she said, Sammy, what's wrong? I said, I was expecting the third degree. She goes, you showed them your letter of acceptance to the kibbutz you were going on. You didn't mess around, and you look like an honest guy. I'm thinking, Mom, fine, I'm your son, but you don't know me as well as you think you know me. And same thing with Steve. I mean, fine, Steve's a rabbi, but they'll still ask him questions, you know?
Right.
Things like that, or same thing when you're leaving Israel. I'm going back many moons. Before emails and faxes, what a lot of North Americans used to do, oh, you're going back to the States, will you take back mail? That was way back then. And they'll say, yeah, I'm taking back mail. And, you know, they just give it a very light hand search, you know, and things like that. But I remember this was 1986. I was coming back from Israel, and it was just after an incident where a guy at the Heathrow Airport showed how easy it was to walk on a British Airways plane, you know, with sight unseen. So I remember I said, here, and all of a sudden I heard, the Israeli security guys had their Uzis cocked and ready to fire, and they're pointing them at me. I'm like, uh-oh. So then they went through the letters, and then they said, yeah, everything's okay. And then I asked the security person one question. She goes, yeah, down there and to the right. I said, how'd you know I wanted the men's room? She goes, after what I went through, I'd want the bathroom too. You know.
So, because anything can happen when you travel abroad. There's no doubt about it. Sam, thanks for up against it. But you make some good points in talking about El Al, and I was talking about traveling in Ecuador. Going to leave you with this about Congressman Eric Massa, who says the House Ethics Committee is on a witch hunt. They're investigating him for inappropriate comments he made to a male staffer on New Year's Eve. He says he's the victim of a power play by Democratic leaders who want him out of Congress. They get their way. He resigned on Monday, but not before going on a tirade. He didn't care who he took out. He basically called Rahm Emanuel a devil. Oof. It was Winston Churchill who said, success is the ability to go from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm.
Failure is not an option.